Non-stop shock radio.
The station that shocks you.
Renegade Talk Radio.
Ole, 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 ole. Ole, 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 ole.
Hey, welcome to Hemp Radio on the fabulous Renegade Talk Radio Network. Hey guys, we've moved to Renegade Talk Network and definitely you'll find us there. I am so excited to be in Sin City and with my fabulous bud, Richie, who taught me all I know. And I'm here with my other fabulous bud, Darlene Mia.
Hey, hey. I'm so excited to be here with you.
I'm so excited. Darlene was on this show, I think it was like a year or so ago, and she has Hempington Post, which is a fabulous name. And she is, are you the hemp queen now?
I think you're still the hemp queen.
No, I'm cannabis queen, honey.
Oh, well, then I'm the hemp queen.
Then you're the hemp queen.
I'll take it.
For those people that don't know what hemp is from the cannabis sativa plant. It's the part of the plant that you don't get high. It has trace amounts of THC, and all the rest of it is CBD, which is the fabulous medicine that the plant produces.
That's kind of really close, Patty. Thank you so much. First of all, I want to say thank you so much for continuing to do your show through all the stuff that goes on.
I'm going to cry.
Consistency, tenacity, and endurance pays off. And I say that also because I was listening to Jack Herrera and The Emperor Wears No Clothes, who is the king of hemp. And he knew everything because he's no longer with us. But he stayed with it when people said he was crazy.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And even now when marijuana is legal, you talk about hemp and people's eyes like gloss over.
The first thing they say is,
"What's that? Can you smoke it?"
Exactly. I had a guy that said, you know, I'm going to do this hemp. Do you like my hemp fiber bag? And I said, let's go. I have a restaurant by my house called, it's a hemp food restaurant.
Yum.
The hemp pasta is so incredible, Darlene.
I'll bet.
And everything, the bread, everything. And he said, I can't eat there.
Wow.
He says, I can't get high. He's a 65-year-old man that still thinks you can get high from hemp.
You cannot get high from hemp, folks. Hemp is almost...
Tell them why.
Okay. Because hemp is, it has maybe 3% trace minerals of THC. All right. However, hemp is used. I found out over the last 4 years since I've been in the hemp industry, diving deep, that hemp is the highest in all, actually everything that you need in a food, hemp protein has. So it is the highest omegas, the highest protein, the best thing for our body. It has, well, geez, so there's hemp food, there's hemp CBDs, which is the medicine, there's hemp oils.
They're, right.
Clothes, shoes,
they
make cars.
And all Columbus's ships had hemp masts, sails, and ropes. Hemp is the strongest fiber in the world.
Yes.
And, you know, it was all taken away from us in 1932 by DuPont when they were proving that hemp was stronger than plastic. And DuPont is?
DuPont is
king of plastic.
Well, he is king of plastic, but also he was involved. His buddies was Mellon, who was a multimillionaire, and also
JP Morgan Chase.
Yes, okay.
And Mellon, in order to squash the hemp and get rid of it, they lumped it in with cannabis because they were going to demonize everything. He assigned his nephew-in-law to be Harry Anslinger,
right,
to run the federal drug, I call it the federal dumb administration, because they're yes, stupid. And that was Reefer Madness.
Right. And that was when Hertz came in with all the newspaper and all of the craziness around marijuana and that the...
They stirred the pot.
But that marijuana wasn't even a word until then. They took that from the Mexicans because it means make you crazy. So, of course, they made this whole propaganda around marijuana so that they could squash hemp. But in 1937, they didn't actually actually make a law that outlawed any of it. They made a tax law. So then you could no longer, they couldn't keep up, the hemp industry couldn't keep up with the tax law because the decorticator hadn't been introduced
yet. Do you remember?
This is all history, folks. It's a big deal. And you need to know it.
Exactly.
And I never liked history, but this is true
history. I hate history. but now I
plays
don't.
Plays a part right now.
Right. It's really important. Yes. And you can Google everything. Is there heavy breathing on this mic? Can you hear that?
Richie's not in the room.
Okay. Usually his tongue's hanging out and he's breathing heavy, but okay, good.
There he is.
Oh. We were
just talking about heavy breathing.
I hear heavy breathing. I just hear heavy breathing. Anyhow, and that's when she said, Richie's not in the room. Anyway, we were talking about
the history and how it's important now. Because
right, and I was saying all Columbus's ship. Oh, did you know that they in the 1700s they used hemp to pay their taxes? Do you know in 1942 or 45 what it was? Our government put out a movie called a documentary, and you can it's online.
Yes, they did
Hemp for Victory.
Yes,
it was illegal not to grow hemp because everything was being made out of hemp.
Yes, yes, they did. And then actually, when Jack Hare went back to find Hemp for Victory, he couldn't find it. And he went through all the Congress and he went through all the books. And finally, they found it in this room, buried in the deep, the page that said, yes, that they had developed this movie. So they even hid it then. Right?
And right.
But the law to make it a Schedule I drug didn't happen until 1998.
Right.
Right? And that's when it happened. Congress passed a law that it, now all cannabis was a Schedule I drug.
Oh, I don't know when that... No.
Yeah. Just listen to Jack.
Well, Jack's dead.
Jack knows.
But... I think it was...
The emperor wears no clothes.
You mean you're
Watch
saying
it.
That
listen
it was made
it.
A Schedule I drug in 1998?
Yes. Yes. Hello, yes.
The
it
head.
Was.
The head.
I need to put the head.
See how she
on my
the
lips.
Breathing? It sounds weird. I didn't hear it yesterday. Anyway, what was I saying?
Oh, you know what? Maybe it's the cord rubbing against something.
I'll hold
the cord.
Okay, that was
Okay.
Okay, he's
We're
back.
All here
Do you hear
now.
That heavy breathing? Or is that growing hemp?
It's the excitement of growing hemp.
Okay. Let's talk about what hemp is used for. Now that we're starting to grow it again.
Okay, I just want to get clear. I want to get clear for all of our listeners. We're in a major, major epic time. Right now, because hemp is still a Schedule I drug, which means it's equal to heroin or cocaine, this is hemp that has no narcotics in it and can build homes and clothes and we drink it. Because it is still a Schedule I drug, the farming that they say that we're allowed to do is not really we're allowed to do it. We're allowed to study it. So it seems that they are just, again, postponing time so they can figure out what the heck they're going to do because
so they
hemp,
can make all the money.
Well, right, because hemp puts the petrochemical industry, the cotton industry, the paper industry, and the plastic industry in check. Right? Because hemp can do all of that. And it's kind of like we have hemp as an all-natural solution up against the synthetic solutions that we've had for the last 70 years.
Okay. To make some clarity on what
yes.
you said,
yes.
The Marijuana Tax Act in 1937 made everything illegal.
It didn't make it a Schedule I drug. It was a tax act. It didn't
okay.
make it a Schedule I
okay.
drug.
See? We're learning something new.
There you go. Listen to The Emperor Wears No Clothes, folks. I'm telling you, if you're interested in the hemp history at all, that has it all. Jack was dedicated to this. And now that we're here, and see, the thing is that America right now is one of the few countries in the world that where hemp is still illegal to grow. So therefore, we import a half $1 billion a year in hemp products from everywhere else. So we can eat it, drink it, wear it, build homes with it.
Right. Cars, everything.
Yeah. Fabric.
The United States, the United States is the largest consumer of cannabis sativa product, hemp, of anybody in the world. We are the largest consumer. We can't grow it here, but we are the largest consumers. And
So we're giving our money away, basically.
We're giving our 95% of what we buy, we buy in China. The other 5% we buy in Canada.
Right. And so in the meantime, we have farmers that are being paid not to grow in this country. And we have economics that are way down. Our environment is terrible. We have politicians that say, we need something new, but they don't speak about hemp. I think everybody should write their congressman right now. Call him. What the heck's happening with hemp?
You got to call everybody.
Everybody.
Because if we can grow hemp, I mean, when we had our problems in 2008, I thought, oh my God, why aren't they growing hemp? When everything was crashing, if we grew hemp, and it only takes 4 to 6 months to grow a crop of hemp, aside from like 40 years for trees or whatever.
It takes 12 weeks.
Whatever.
Okay.
you know, it's like ridiculous. And we can't grow it for grain, for food, for clothing. Here, we still are buying it. I make hemp tote bags. I get them in China.
Right, right, yeah.
Hey.
Hello, America.
I just got the hook. So we're going to have to take a short break, and I will be back with Darlene, and we're going to hemp it up.
Hemp it up. Let's do that.
Summer loving had me a blast.
Summer loving happened so fast.
I met a girl crazy for me.
Shit. This is Renegade Talk Radio.
Renegade Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to Patty Cakes from Hemp Radio on Renegade Talk Radio. We're so excited to be here. I'm here with one of my best buds in Sin City, Darlene Mia, founder and CEO of Hempington Post. Hey, Diane, I'm so glad you're here. I mean, what the fuck?
It was that bud in Sin City.
Where was I?
You got a hold of one of those buds.
Diane. Who's Diane? I don't even know. Hey, you're a D word. You're Darlene.
Oh, perfect. You're okay. A P word.
We love each other. We really do. It's so funny. Anyway, I want to know, this is what I want to know.
Yes.
I want to know what made you, said you've been in the industry 4 years.
Yes.
Where were you before and what made you come to hemp? I mean, did you not know about it? Did you just become interested in it or what?
Well, so my background has been media for the last 30 years. And in my media, I've always done things about alternative life so that I could always show people new ways, different ways to do things.
Is that like being gay or LBDG or whatever?
No, not that all kind, not that kind of alternative life. Maybe more like healthy living, you know, things like that. Things like that. And then I met Bruce Perlewin with Hemp Inc.
That's right.
Yes, yes. And I have been a cannabis enjoyer most of my life.
We're very big cannabis enthusiasts.
Enthusiasts and enjoyers, yes, because it's a very good thing. I don't drink. I don't take any prescription drugs.
Right.
Cannabis is my. I don't even want to say it's a drug.
It's not a drug.
It's my herb.
It's your go-to feel good.
It's my herbal tea.
Very
yes,
good.
It is. Yes, it is. So anyway, I met Bruce Perlewin, and he has Hemp Inc., and I got into the industry then because I could see out of the world of cannabis that marijuana is amazing, but hemp is epic.
It's gonna surpass cannabis money wise.
It will,
because there's so many things that you could do with it. And we're gonna talk about that.
Yes.
So you got involved. Go ahead.
So I got involved with Bruce Perlewin, and I started a magazine called Hemp Nation Magazine. Actually, I didn't start it. I joined that magazine as the publisher. And when Bruce kind of did something else, I created Hempington Post 2 years ago.
I can't believe nobody had that. It's such a great name.
Well, thank you very much. Yes.
I love it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know how names come to you. And I was like, oh, yeah. That's so good.
But it was so appropriate.
Yes. Yes. And I just want to say that I love the hemp industry. Oh. To me, if you feel like you want to have a purposeful life, you do something meaningful that has impact.
You're helping people.
Totally. Helping the world.
Helping
the world. Yeah. I mean, it's the solution for sustainability and economics and environment and health. And because it's federally illegal, That just aggravates me.
People are growing hemp. My friend Ryan Laughlin, Colorado, yes. He's growing hemp. He doesn't care.
Right.
He's growing it.
Yes.
And I think he's doing seeds. I'm not positive, but I think that's what he's growing it for. So now we'll get seeds from them. This is what I heard. Who was it? They're already getting stuff from Colorado. Like, right. I sell hemp oil. Hemp oil CBD.
I do too, yes.
And they get their seeds from Colorado.
Well, they get their hemp from Colorado.
Right, hemp. They're not seeds, I'm sorry. Because the oil is the stems and the stalks of the oil that I sell.
Okay, for the CBD, yes.
For the CBD.
Yes.
I want you to talk a little bit about that.
About the CBD?
How valuable it is to put this in our bodies.
Yes. Okay. So this is probably, Patty, what sold me on being a part of the hemp industry. Truly, this one thing alone. We have an endocannabinoid system. Okay? And when I heard that, I'm like, what does that mean exactly?
Can I see it?
Yeah, right? Can I feel it?
Yeah.
So the endocannabinoid system regulates our endocrine system and balances our body. It also has receptors for cannabis.
And they're always reaching out because they need to be fed.
Yes, yes. And so we have this endocannabinoid system in our body with our immune system, with all of our organs, there's receptors, and they're not getting cannabis because it's illegal. So when you look around and you see all the sick people, especially here in America, and all the hospitals and all the obesity and all of the Alzheimer's and the dementia and the arthritis and the migraines
and on and on
depression.
Yes.
Yes. All of this actually the hemp CBD can actually combat and take care of. And so the CBD is good for things like asthma and migraines and muscle spasms and depression and
everything.
I mean,
what isn't it good for?
Well, and so for those of us that are healthy, right, the hemp CBD is a fabulous food. So that has become my vitamin. I take 1,000 milligrams of hemp CBD every day as a vitamin, as food for my health.
Are you taking a capsule or oil?
I'm taking oil that goes under your tongue, yes.
And, it goes under your tongue.
Right.
And very cool. Is it something that you make?
No, it's not. I actually, being in the industry and having Huffington Post, we do a lot of product review. And so I've had the honor of being able to try all of these different CBD products.
Right, so have I.
Yes.
In California, and I've had people send me everything over the 10 years that I've been in doing this.
Yes.
And I found one that I like the most, and it's Prime My Body. It's hemp oil, and it's nano enhanced.
Yes.
So if I will show you the folders, if there's a chart, and what they did was the biggest supplier and the best medicine you can get as far as everybody is seen is GW Pharmaceuticals.
Right.
That's who does the one that's out there.
Right.
Ours, I'll show you the chart. Here's GW, here's ours. You'll see
because
it.
Because of the delivery system.
It's the delivery system. It's nano-enhanced. And what the doctor did, and I'm an idiot medically. I don't know any of that. I don't know technical or medical stuff. So, you know, I'm going to put it up on the website, and I'll give you the information, and you can see. It's the lipotodes or liposodes. Do you know what that shit is?
No. I do not.
That's where it goes to. It's in your mouth, under your tongue. And he has done it in a way that our delivery system is faster and stronger than any of the ones that were tested.
Well, that's
all I know.
Right. That's excellent. So what I have found out with the CBD is that it does matter how many milligrams it is, right? Because when they first started coming out with CBDs, it was 25 milligrams, 50 milligrams.
But nobody knew.
Nobody knows what to do or how much to use. Well, I found out for those people who may be experiencing or experienced that horrible flu virus that went around.
Oh,
horrible.
Yes.
Horrible. So someone had sent me a little syringe of this thick CBD. So I took 3,000 milligrams. It knocked it.
Oh, I know.
Knocked it right out
of your
body.
It
never came back.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, it's highly, highly recommended that people start introducing that into their life.
Read about it. Go online and read about it. It's everywhere. Go to Huffington Post. Go to, I mean, there's so many places to go. It's all online. And that's the reason why more and more people are really being curious about it, and different level of people now. We're talking about the suits, the soccer moms. These are the people that want to know about it because I meet them every day.
Right.
And that's what's good because we have social media. And we're going to take a short break, but we're going to come right back with more Hot Pot Topics.
Hot Pot. And him.
Standing across the room, I saw you smile. I said I want to talk to you for a little while.
Shock. Shock. And more fucking shock.
Hey, welcome back. It's Patty Cakes. I'm here with my favorite bud, and I'm getting the name right. It's Darlene, and I've known her for 4 or 5 years.
Yes.
And I'm calling her Diane, but it doesn't matter. Anyway, we have so much to talk about in so little time, but we're going to talk about, I want to hear about the hemp house.
You want to hear about the hemp house? Okay. Well, there's actually several hemp homes going up in America, and hempcrete is made obviously from hemp fiber, and it is fire retardant, and it breathes and it oxygenates the atmosphere, and it is
termite resistant.
Yes,
it is drought resistant.
Thank you.
Moisture resistant.
It's badass. And do you know that they have bridges still standing in France made from hemp? Just saying.
Because they're smarter than we are.
I mean, these are hundreds of years old bridges.
Bridges. Probably longer than hundreds.
Yeah. So, however, the industry still hasn't recognized it, for developers to use hemp as their mainstay.
And you know what? I was just looking at this, and it said it's a $500 million crop that they won't let us do.
500 million, that's all.
That's low. Don't forget, these numbers are very low because they don't know. We know, but they don't know.
Right. Well, when you figure that there's almost 25 million acres in our country that are not being used, and it takes 12 weeks to grow hemp, I would say that there's billions of dollars waiting for America to flourish with. All we got to do is get it out of being a Schedule One drug.
They have to deschedule it. Totally.
We're fighting the petrochemical industry, folks. We're not really fighting the federal government. We're fighting
big business. No, we're fighting the federal government because they can flip that switch any moment from Schedule One to being descheduled. They have the ability to do that. I know that.
Right, they do. And the laws that we're going with right now are the ones that were created back then that have absolutely no validity at all. They didn't have validity then, and it doesn't have validity now. So we're living with lies, and our government continues to do that.
Right, and think about all the farmers.
Solutions.
I mean, that all right. The things we can do. It's amazing the money that is just being made by somebody else. No, you can't smoke. You can't smoke hemp. Now, there's an idiot right here thinking that you can smoke hemp. You can't smoke hemp. You can smoke a whole field of hemp and you'll die of suffocation, but you won't get high.
Yeah, and you know what the thing is that people really, they just need to be educated.
Right, I mean, that's what we're doing.
We've been misinformed. Everyone's been misinformed, and they continue.
Lied to.
Yes, I mean, you know who Joe Rogan is, right?
Yes.
Okay, he's now talking about it, and I'm getting in touch with John Oliver and Bill Maher because these guys talked about marijuana like it was going out of style, and still nobody mentioned hemp. It's like, why aren't we talking about this? I thought it was because...
I know why they don't talk about it, because it's not as fun. It's not as sexy, it's not as fun,
Money's
because,
sexy.
You know, you're getting high, you're smoking pot, it's illegal, you're sneaking, blah, 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 blah. People want to hear that shit. They don't know what hemp is. They still think it's pot.
I know, but big business and men that want to be in business, and money is sexy, right? And health is sexy. And so...
No, I want a fat guy.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's kind of like we really... And people need solutions. So can I talk about a couple of things that they could look at? All right. So as I said in the beginning, the Jack Herrera, The Emperor Wears No Clothes video on YouTube, please watch that. That'll give you so much information. High Times has been in this industry for, I don't know, the last 30 years.
Oh, no. It's 50 or 100, I don't know, 50 years, High Times.
Okay.
The magazine?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, they've been around for a long time.
Okay. So they've been around. Vote Hemp is also someone who has great information about the hemp industry. Normal covers the entire cannabis industry. And if I might say, Hempington Post, if you go online, hempingtonpost.com, go on Facebook, I am there every day posting what's happening in the hemp industry, not only here in the States, but throughout the world, because it's important to know that the United States is way behind and we are looking more silly than having Trump as president.
Let me tell you, before I came to Las Vegas, I met with my friend Larry from Hemp Traders. Hemp Trader has been around for almost 30 years. He's been selling hemp fiber.
Yes.
And that's where I get my bags and I get all my information. I love Larry. He's wonderful. And he is I don't know if I should be saying it. He is interested in doing hemp wood, hemp board.
Hemp board.
Not crete.
Right.
I mean, he may be
like
making
a fiber board.
Yes, uh-huh. For building.
Of course.
Because everything in your house can be made out of hemp. Do you know there's hemp glass? There's hemp plastic. There's hemp everything. Everything can be made out of hemp. I mean, my friend had a hemp fender. I'm telling you, I hit it with a sledgehammer, not a nick, not a dent. And then like a 400-pound guy, not really, he was probably 250, he hit it with a sledgehammer, nothing. Not a dent, not a nick, nothing.
Right, so it's definitely the strongest fiber.
Why are you laughing?
Just teasing.
She's talking to the room. We have a whole room full of
we
guys.
We have an audience here, and they're laughing at me. Go ahead, Darlene.
All right, so again, the fact that it can be used for everything and the fact that we're importing it and we're not growing it here.
I've seen hemp Tampax.
Okay, and hemp toothpaste.
And hemp kitty litter.
Okay, and then there's, yes, well, yeah, it's so great for our pets.
It's everything. So great. Hemp bedding.
Hemp dildos.
Hemp sheets. Do you know that hemp sheets are staph resistant?
I didn't know that. But
yes.
Do you know that the longer you wear hemp, the better it feels? It gets softer.
It wears
with
in,
age.
It doesn't wear out.
That's a good line, isn't it?
Yeah,
it
I love
in,
it.
It wears in, it doesn't wear out. Yes.
I love it. What other really important tips can we give our audience?
Get involved. You know, if you don't know about the hemp industry, truly, I just gave you five places, and if you don't remember them, just remember Hempington Post,
right?
And hemp,
or Google
and hemp radio,
hemp
with
radio,
Patio, yes, and The Emperor Wears No Clothes. If you get educated, you'll then know what to do. And there are bills now that are going through
there's
legislation.
Everything.
We have an election apparently coming up where everybody should be talking to their legislators, their congressmen. To push hemp.
Well, there's a hemp house. Anybody that's in Hawaii,
Hemp History Week.
There is, it's in June.
Perfect.
There is a hemp, in Maui, there's a hemp house.
I'll bet there is.
Yeah, well, I'm reading it right here.
Okay.
an advocate for industrial hemp on Maui provided a tour of the South Maui property where the hemp house was built. Hawaii's, what a great place to grow pot, too.
Yeah.
They have
yeah.
the best pot.
Yeah. And
but they're doing great. They're really doing great. Not all the states are doing what Hawaii's doing, what Colorado's doing, what all these other places are doing. They need to get on board. They need to fight for hemp.
Maui, Wowie.
Well, yeah, we do. And
I love it.
And while you're fighting for hemp, you know, take some CBDs, get some hemp protein, Evo hemp.
Hemp seeds, hemp heart.
Evo
it's
hemp.
The best thing that you can give your body. What
yes,
is that?
Evo hemp. They're out of Colorado, and they have the best hemp seeds.
I have to tell you a story.
Okay. There's a story.
E-V-O?
Yes.
I think I had a jar of something that said E-V-O
yes.
on it. I thought it was Keef.
Ah.
And it wasn't. And my girlfriend and I put it in a pipe and tried to smoke it.
Oh, my.
It was for your body. I'm surprised we didn't die.
She is the queen of cannabis.
And I kept saying, I said, Maury, I don't think we can smoke this. She says, well, it has a nice lemony cinnamon. I mean, I think that we can. And then when I Googled it and Googled the company, that it wasn't pot. It was body products. So anyway, we have a minute left. What else do you want to say?
I want to say that hemp is the solution. And if you have any intelligence,
it's the perfect food.
And you care about life, right? Choose the natural solution to a synthetic world.
Hey, we've had a great time today. Darlene, thank you so much. Thank you, audience. And now
you,
it's time to blow this joint.
Oh, yeah.